Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, good everything, everybody out there in the world. Welcome to Posted Checks.
You're welcome, welcome, welcome.
I'm Checks, he's Post. And hey, we just decided let's just do this podcasting. Number one, COVID. Number two, everybody's doing it. Number three, we've been talking about it for about a year and a half.
Yeah, exactly, years, no? Yeah.
And then like, it's never happened, but now all of a sudden, things have come together and we're doing this damn thing. What's good, my G?
Nothing much, man. Yo, man, I'm just glad we're finally doing this. Clearly, after like talking about it for so long, and finally now, like you said, everything's come together. And you and I both have a passion for the music, you know. Like, obviously, we both like different types of music, but also very similar types of music. And we thought it would be a good idea to share our thoughts with the rest of the people.
So. Yeah, man. So I am. I don't know if we should be telling our real names or whatever.
Yeah, I mean
even how this whole thing came about was just us using our nicknames.
So yeah.
We're no Posty, Nike Chexy, so yeah, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people will figure out that as they go along. Obviously, the people who know us know who we are, but yeah, for the rest of you, you'll find out.
Yeah, so this whole thing was based on just having fun and not really being like, you know, one of these serious podcasts that can like have people really talking like some major like,
yeah, no, man. Like, shit. I just want people to relax a bit, you know. We don't want to stress people out. We both have our own podcast where we get more serious, but that's going to be in the future, not now.
Yeah, and this is like just a startup, so we are learning the things now. We are actually learning the things.
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to learn more from you, Checks, because you have experience, and I used to work in radio in varsity.
Well, I wouldn't say worked in radio, but I was doing some training, and then somewhere in between, I just got over it. But there was a little bit of experience, Nyana, there, kind of seeing what happens on like creating a show and everything else. So learning about like how, you know, in an hour you've got like certain timestamps and everything that you have to keep up to, how long you're supposed to talk for, how long you're supposed to play songs for, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Coming up with topics. So like for this first podcast, I guess like we really did not have an agenda. So we're just kind of like testing it out and then hoping that, you know,
We're just hoping for the best. I mean, obviously, we've been talking about some albums we want to review, but I don't think we've both done enough. What's the thing? What's the word I'm looking for here?
Oh. Got the military.
Yeah. Yeah, we're next to the military base. Yeah, yeah. We haven't done enough research, so yeah, it would be like a... Well, it wouldn't be fair to the listener, actually, to give you our reviews about certain things.
Hey, but the thing is, y'all have to understand, this homie is like Mr. Underground, boom bap, everything not commercial. Like, he's whenever I'm like, hey, I'm sick and tired of listening to like what's on the radio and what everybody knows and the popular stuff on YouTube, I always hit up Post and I'm like, yo, my nigga, put me on some albums, put me on some new artists, put me on some tracks, just put me on, dog. So what's like your process in like finding this kind of thing like constantly, because you're very big on finding like underground hip-hop music, because hip-hop is like has been and always has been your life. So
you know, for me, Tex, like normally, well, when it first started, I used to listen to like, well, everything I hear on the top 40s, Bole City top 40 back in the day, and then SBC1, and then Mnet. I think we got DSTV late, like maybe when I was in grade 10, which is like 2003. Then we got like MTV Bass and Bo Trace and all those channels, and I started hearing like more music I wasn't really like used to, you know. And I think like there was some late night slot with some hip hop that I've never heard before. I was like, yo, where do you get this stuff? Then when I finally got internet, I think like in Matric, I was able to start downloading like some of the other artists I'd hear on like maybe Eminem albums. There was like Sticky Fingers.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, Sticky Fingers was one. I was like, yo, who's this guy? And then from there, I had to start listening to just random guys from Detroit, because boy Eminem were from Detroit, boy Elzai, Slum Village, those kind of stuff. And I was like, yeah, where can I get more of this? And then, so the internet really helped me look for those kind of artists. There's sites like Hip Hop DX. And then, yeah, just from those kind of sites, I started like actively looking for music that other people don't really listen to. Not to be exclusive or anything, but I felt like sometimes you'd be in a circle full of people talking about music and...
It's the same shit.
Yeah, it's the same shit, you know? It's the
same vibe, yeah, same so everything. And you're like, I'll hear this stuff anyway, so I might as well find what I like, you know? So that was, yeah, kind of like my thing with like whatever music that I listened to. Although I got into house, then I went deep into like the progressive side, the electro stuff, the whatever. But ultimately it was still kind of that kind of thing. I don't know how and when I just kind of swayed away from the hip-hop, because I was always like looking for stuff, you know. So it's it's quite interesting, like you know, like loving music in a different kind of way, you know?
Yeah. You know what I also say, my hip hop journey also came from, like, because I'm from Ladybrand, Lesotho guys tended to get like a lot of like underground hip hop somehow. Like my friends from Lesotho would always find the shit that I can't find home, yeah. You know, like in South Africa, maybe because of the town I'm from, but basically dudes from Lesotho would always have some exclusive, even house music. Like there'd be things I'd never heard from. Like a friend of mine, his brother used to really listen to some deep hip hop and I'd be like, yo, give me that. So that's also where my journey started with the deep hip hop. Yeah. Because
yeah, I remember his brother used to always talk. Yo.
Exactly. Even Mutibedia, his brother, you know what I mean? Yeah, so those guys would always give me some stuff I've never heard of. And I'd be like, wow, okay, there's more to this than I thought, you know. So, yeah. And also, man, I mean, like sometimes when you're, like I said earlier, chilling with people and always hearing the same stuff, and you'd be at a party and be like, hey, let me play you guys this. And then people would be like, no, that sucks. But then in varsity helped me find my people, you know. Like maybe in these little stoner crews or wherever, you know, you'd find these girls that listen to like Sade or Bohemian shit, and then those kind of people put you on to other stuff that you didn't think you'd find your crew. But yeah, I found my people in varsity basically, but before that it was really hard. Even in varsity, when you go out, you still won't hear those kind of things.
Yeah, never will. Like, interesting, like yesterday, man, I was listening to the new Alina Baraz.
Yeah,
shit, it's fire.
Yeah,
like, because yeah, I even forgot she exists, like,
yeah.
Yo, that whole album, dog. I was just like, you know, so, but it's interesting, like, you know, like I'm saying, there is, like, you know, you get your, like, your different types of heads of different music, and then you get like very specific genre specific heads, and you get like non-specific genre heads.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I dabble in a bit of everything, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I've gone through stages where I was like listening to rock music. I've had like a Limp Bizkit phase.
I think we've all had a Linkin Park and Limp Bizkit phase. Almost. Well, definitely. Funny enough, I was listening to Linkin Park here in my complex. It's just full of black people. And I was driving from the stores coming back in. I was playing some Linkin Park and everyone was looking at me like, yo,
what the fuck?
What's wrong with this band? I'm like, it's good music, you know. But I guess as a lot of black people don't understand heavy or something that's perceived as heavy metal, because Linkin Park and Limp Bizkit aren't even that dark compared to the real heavy metal shit, you know what I mean?
That was just pop. Like, bro, I used to like listen to, I don't know what are these guys called. I remember the one album was called Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. Blink 182. Sum 41. I used to listen to a lot of punk
rock. Yes, exactly, yeah.
I don't know who else. Like, yeah, I'm just forgetting all these rock bands. But like, I would, you know, growing up with like, I guess, MTV from like an early age.
Yeah.
Because like, you remember our boy Luki?
Yes, yeah.
So like, I remember like at his crib, there was always like MTV from like 98 or whatever. So, like,
yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, you're there listening to like, man, I don't know why I can't remember these rock band names, but like, so that was just like that kind of thing that you're doing. But at the same time, like, you're a black kid listening to like hip hop, so because it was hip hop and quiet to those days. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I know I was not definitely not listening to house as much as I got into it later on in life.
Yeah,
but it was like hip hop, Kwaito, and then there was like this other alternative side of like white people music.
Exactly. Especially, yeah, because one to more like, my girl got a boyfriend and she,
yeah,
or whatever
that.
Yeah, those guys, you know what I mean? Yeah, those guys, bro. You know. Yeah, it's about Stacey's mom, all that shit. Now, definitely because of the schools, like my primary school, Gundrat's name, and when I got there, it was like 70% white people and 30% black. So for the next like 5 years up until grade 2 or whatever, there were a lot of white people. So you'd always hear the music at these parties or whatever you want to call the gatherings.
The Sokis.
I mean, I only heard Kwaito and hip hop from my brothers and cousins, but basically most of the time I was surrounded by white boys listening to their shit or whatever. And I mean,
radio?
I don't, like, even like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, bro. Right,
that
now I have album songs
shit.
I play
that was my shit.
From those guys, you know, I mean,
that was my shit.
I won't play it around like my niggas, but man, sometimes I'll play some Bye 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 by NSYNC alone.
When you're like one man.
Yeah, exactly, right. I do, you know. So
would you believe in primary school now? But yeah, remember, yeah, all those jitters, you remember Bo Chaps and everybody else.
Yeah,
Chris, there was a time when there was like one of these like talent show vibe going on there in primary school, and then we actually did it was an NSYNC situation. Was it Bye Bye Bye? Like one of the songs, like,
yeah,
like one of the homies had the moves, né?
Yeah,
luckily this is before like people had like this cell phone.
Yeah,
there
exactly.
Were like no parents really recording this thing.
Yeah,
because I do not think I would want to like have like somebody throw back on some, yo, my guy, this was you back in the day.
Exactly, dog.
Dude, we were, no, it was like it was Backstreet Boys Black and Blue from one of the albums,
like the Listen, call
baby,
or something.
I'm sorry,
just want to say you don't worry. That'd be sick, bro. I actually play the song When I cycle. I played when I cycle. Right now, today. Like, I mean, I cycled yesterday. I have it on my playlist, actually. It's great for cycling. Dang, 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 yeah. Dang, dang.
Let me tell you about this day when
that day. No, it's great, bro.
Yeah, no, that was like my shit. Yeah, so I think we danced to that. Yeah. And like, bye, 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 or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we were there. And then, like, we killed it, dog. Because, you know, we were, like, the only black dudes that decided to perform that day. And I think Tabs was involved, if I'm not mistaken. But we were all there,
I also remember he had that CD also. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so, like, you know, being that, like, weird... Like, I don't know if I can call it weird, because you know when you have friends that are also listening to weird stuff like you.
Yeah.
According to how people always just classify music as either black or white. Because the moment you play anything that's not really black sounding, the first thing people say is, I don't know, some dumb shit like that. I never know how to, like, react in that situation, because I'm like, guys, ultimately music is music. And it just depends what you like. If you don't like it, just say you don't like it.
Yeah,
you
exactly,
have to, like,
bro.
Be like, it's white, it's Indian, it's whatever. Ultimately, it's music. If it's a vibe, it's a vibe. You know?
I agree. And I also find it interesting that people don't want to go out and hear new music. Like, personally, when I go out and I hear some new music, I love it. You know, even if it's shit I don't like, yeah. I'll be like, okay, that's something different to my ear, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm starting to go into other paths and whatnot.
Anyway, enough of the intro stuff, man. Post, you know, we decided that this podcast was really going to be about talking about albums. And we kind of rambled on there in the beginning, just trying to introduce ourselves. We haven't done this before, so we're just like having fun with it, just seeing where it goes. Got some beers, got some other things going on here.
Yeah.
And this homie's garage.
Yes, for sure.
But yeah, so, you know, we decided we're going to talk about this this one homie, Brent Faze, Brent Fayez, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
We got a homie's name who's Faze as well, so I just figured it's probably Brent Faze. But this nigga calls him Fires or whatever.
Yeah, man.
Just, you know, you introduced me to this homie. So, like, how did that come about?
Okay, well, so I'm a big fan of the Joe Budden podcast. And basically, when you watch the podcast on YouTube, you don't hear the music. You only see the visuals and then, but you see them, like, bobbing their heads. And then I'd be wondering, what are they bobbing their heads to and whatnot? And then they have this segment called Sleepers. So one day I downloaded Spotify. And on Spotify, they play the songs. And on the one day, they played... Brent Fires as a sleeper, and they played, I think it was Been Away. Then I was like, man, this guy's great, let me find out more about him. And then I downloaded his whole album from the album that from, like, where that song's from. And then I called Chicks. I was like, oh, I think I SMS'd your WhatsApp. I was like, you definitely need to check this guy out.
Yeah, man. I was like blown away from, like, you just said listen to this album. It wasn't even like a specific track or whatever.
I just pressed
play, and I was like, ah, it's nice, short 20 minutes. COVID time now, I was like washing dishes or something. I was like, all right, cool, let me listen to this, and like it flows. And I was just like, yo, my nigga, like, as usual, you put me on. So it's really been dope, man.
Yeah, and like his music is like it's like old school, new school. Like it has a very old school, like for me it reminds me of like Aaliyah, sort of Montel Jordan-y, but the attitude is very
today.
Today it's like these
fuckboy music.
Yeah, vibes. Exactly. It's definitely fuckboy toxic music, you know. It's like passive aggressive kind of lovemaking kind of music, basically. You know, it's like I want you but I don't want you kind of thing.
Well, I want you, but I want you to leave right after we do this.
Yes, exactly.
Like, exactly. Go away. Take.
You know, exactly, bro.
Like, I'm so done. Like, it's fucked up.
It's definitely... you know what, man? Like, I guess, like, when you look at our generation, a lot of our couples or people aren't getting, married as young any longer. And this kind of music speaks to that, you know, because women and men feel the same way these days. You know, not everybody wants to get married or hook up. And this is, like, hookup music, actually.
Yeah, fuckboy hookup music, yeah.
Basically, definitely. Fuckboy hookup music, for sure.
Hey, but I guess that's... It came with the Drake generation, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Since like 2009, you know. I mean, so some of the older rapper R&B singers were still trying to fall in love. You know, it would be like you're in love, but you're cheating. But this is more like, yo, we are definitely not in love.
Yeah,
we're just doing this thing. It's all about slapping cheeks, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing else, you know. Yeah. So, but anyway, if we get into the album, man, like, what did you think of it in general?
Well, in general, like, man, look, I mean, I listen to it. I've tried it when I was, like, in all moods, like, when I'm studying, when I'm just, you know, making some notes, and also when I'm cycling. And I must say, I tried exercising with it, and it was a good ride, you know. I was able to zone out, but my time was slow on the bike, basically. So it's good exercise music, but you might not be able to be as intense as you normally would be. Generally, it's good for, like, ambiance, you know, but then again... The lyrics are so strong that you'd be chilling out and be like, whoa, what? And then you'd rewind and stuff. So I think it's like it's a kind of album that grabs your attention.
You need to concentrate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you need to concentrate. He's like a Toxic Frank Ocean, bro. You know?
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, we didn't mention the name of the album. It's Brent Faiyaz, Fuck the World.
Yeah.
Like, you can just hear from that, like, Why are you just saying fuck the world, man? That's some shit Eminem used to say, you know.
Exactly.
So, bro, like, why is he so angry at the same time, you know? But you get into it and you really realize this homie, he's stuck in between being too famous and, like, all the girls and just the party life and the drugs and everything else, you know. Kind of like The Weeknd, but not so heavy on the heavy, heavy stuff that The Weeknd is always talking about, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. I totally agree. Hence, like I said, I think me and you are on the same tip with, like, he's like a toxic, Frank Ocean, and he's like The Weeknd in the same, you know. It's like our generation, basically, from 2008 upwards, Drake, J. Cole, all those guys, they brought about this new generation of these, like, disrespectful kids, you know what I mean? Like, even, yeah, I don't really know if there are many young artists that aren't really, like, super disrespectful these days, you know, DaBaby, Lil, whatever. Yeah,
but,
you know.
But hasn't it always been there, man? Because, I mean, when I think of, like, old Jay-Z lyrics, like, if you just think of Big Pimpin'.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just as a song.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot that was said then that was just, yes, like, meant for the club. Exactly. In a different kind of way. It wasn't the slow R&B singing, you know, kind of vibe, course, rapping. It was really like, you know, we're rapping about this, and rappers have always been doing this type of thing.
You're right, actually. I guess the slower the tempo of the music and the more vulgar the lyrics, the more shocking it is to some people. Because, like you said, like with Big Pimpin', it's fast paced, you know. So yeah, you don't really like get offended too much because it's like high impact kind of stuff, you know. Yeah, Hey Papi, all those kind of songs, you know. Even Superman by Eminem, it's like, yeah, fast paced. But as soon as you start singing slowly and saying like bitch slowly, like in an alto, then it's like, yo, this guy's offensive or something, you know.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're trying to fall in love, but
yeah,
you're
exactly
just saying, nah.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
I'm still in these streets.
Yeah. So I mean as far as it's like a sex playlist, yes, definitely you can play it as like, you know, as a sex playlist, but
for
like don't focus. Yeah, like maybe when you come back from like clubbing in the morning and you need that music to fuck quick, yeah, this is the shit you play. Yeah, you know, like you already had your McDonald's or Burger King or whatever, you just arrived,
and it's,
this is the shit
it's
you can
the 20 minutes where everything is done.
Yes, exactly.
30 minutes in, you're both passed out.
Exactly.
There's none,
bro,
of this.
It's
like
perfect for that. You can even pass out.
Long,
yeah,
an hour long situation.
Yeah, you know,
it'll just stop. And
exactly.
It's like it's done.
Because there's nothing worse than like coming back from one of those situations and then you guys are done and the music's still playing loud and the neighbors complain. At least you know what this. After 20 minutes, everything's done, bro. Shit is quiet in the house. You know, everyone's resting. So
kids can fall asleep too, whatever it is to happen. But yo, okay, cool, man. Like Brent Faiyaz, I've described him as like an R&B singer, likes to fuck, and it just kind of sounds very confused about life at the same
time.
Yeah, like
he definitely, you know, has some issues, you know, mental health and all that stuff. These kids are definitely, I mean, I'm calling him a kid, he might be my age, but yeah, man, like these guys have some real mental health issues though, you know. And you can hear it in the music. It's like very, you know what, bro? What we haven't mentioned is like it's emo in a way, right?
Yeah.
These guys are, he's sad, bro. You can't be saying that kind of stuff and be a happy man.
Like,
these guys have
the
problems.
World.
Yeah, fuck the world. Like, why, dog? So, yeah, no, this guy definitely has some issues. I agree with you there, Chex, for sure.
Yeah, you said. I don't know if he's got issues. I'm just thinking maybe he just did the streets.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, yeah, I said that.
No, I'm not saying what. I'm just like, yeah, he might just be in the streets.
Yeah, it could be, but I mean, who else has a similar kind of vibe, man? It's like Black or Slack or whatever. They all have music that's very introspective in a manner that maybe you haven't heard in a long time. I mean, I can't really compare. I don't know if I've heard this kind of stuff. I mean, like you said, I think The Weeknd might be the closest, you know. But the vibe is totally different.
Yeah,
also,
like The Weeknd in terms of what he's always singing about.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, it's cocaine, it's sex, and then it's kind of falling in love, and it's like orgies. It's kind of like rock star lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But put in a very kind way, because it's actually being sung and not being rapped or like,
yes,
you know, heavy,
yeah,
metal guitar situations,
yeah,
going
sure
on there. And it's just like, yo, you know, this is what I'm doing and this is how I live, and accept it or don't like it or whatever. But if you want to be part of this life, we'll smoke some, we'll party hard, we'll do the thing, and then tomorrow, goodbye. Nice knowing you, you know, live,
yeah,
your life, you know.
Even his general demeanor, like the way he dresses like he doesn't give a fuck. You know, so I think I like that transfers into the music also, the general attitude. But I definitely recommend it, like if you love R&B
and the new school R&B, because it's a very,
yeah,
it's a very specific sound that I don't necessarily know if people are into it locally, unless you're a very specific type of person.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like I don't know, because a lot of people that still listen to R&B are still doing the old school, the Brandys, the Montel Jordans, the Keith Sweats.
Yeah, exactly.
We can't mention a certain other somebody now that has been, you know, banned from everything because, you know, but that's still like the kind of vibe that has been going on. But like this new school vibe with like, you know, the Brents, the Alinas, the
Snow Allegras and stuff.
Yeah, like, you know, yeah. It's a very, and that's also like, I call it fuck girl music as well.
Yeah,
it's quite
for
savage,
sure.
You know?
Yeah, savage, bro.
Everything is just about, you know, that kind of vibe. Hey, I've been listening to Thing, man. You know, like the City Girls.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
The Megan Thee Stallion vibe.
Yeah.
Like, I've just literally just had like, just songs playing like that in my playlist just to like, you know, do whatever. And like, a lot of these ladies are just like I don't want to call it savage, but like it just seems like, yeah, nobody just gives a shit. It's all about money and getting some. Like even the girls are like, yeah, I've got like a nigga or two, and these niggas are 1, 2, 3. And it's quite interesting. And then it's interesting how it comes through in the R&B, because in the hip hop it's a little bit more expected.
Yeah, exactly.
But in the R&B it just seems so much harder.
Exactly. I guess it's changing the expectations also for our young people growing up, because like, I mean, me myself, fortunately I have a woman and a child and everything, so I'm cool, right? But if I was 21 and I'm listening to Alina and them talk about how, you know, I have 5 boyfriends, you know, sometimes you take your music into your real life, yeah, and you treat people that way because due to the people you're listening to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
When I was listening to Eminem when I was young, I hated everyone. I felt like I want to punch people and fight everybody, and then I realized later, no man, this thing is just music. So now young men listening to Alina, like, you know, you need to have money, you need to have this. The expectations for our young boys are changing because of this music, and I hope most of them realize it's just music. But a lot of them are going to suffer because they're going to never have relationships because they think, if I go for this, this is what she expects, this is what I don't expect and whatnot. So this guy also, Brent, is basically lowering women's expectations of what to expect from men, because he's not trying to pander to them at all in his lyrics. You know, he doesn't give a fuck, man. He's like, he wants that ass or not, and if you don't want it, he moves on. So yeah, I don't know how people like consume
it,
music now.
That's why I call it fuck boy music.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of fuck girl music as well.
Because
yeah, exactly. These R&B singers, female singers, also they're very savage in their way.
Mm.
Either complaining about stuff that niggas don't do all the time.
Yeah.
Or just how, like, you know, everybody's trying to trash everybody else because everybody ain't shit.
Exactly, bro. You know.
So, I don't know. Maybe the two of us, we are just not understanding it in that way, but like, you know, in terms of lifestyle, that's also like just how people are living these days.
Of course, bruh. It's just, you know, it just makes one wonder, like, how do people consume it and take it? Because, you know, some people don't know how to separate real life from from fantasy or whatnot. It's just like with like the artists we don't talk about anymore, Mr. Jail Time, you know?
Yeah,
the Pied Piper. Like one of the best writers ever heard or whatever, right?
Yeah.
But now people can't separate what he did to the music. And obviously what he did is fucking terrible. And also it's like, though, are you gonna, there's so many other artists he wrote for and whatnot. So sometimes I wish people could separate the artist, the man, from the music. But yeah, man, I mean, his crimes are terrible, of course. But yeah, so you just hope these kind of kids also, this guy, Brent, some of his songs sounds like he's abusive, man. I hope he's not abusive. I hope it's just music, man. I hope he can separate his music from how he lives, bro.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. You know? Like, you know, for those that haven't heard the album, you know, give it a go. It's pretty cool.
It's dope.
We're gonna be discussing other stuff. We had a plan to like really talk about more albums, but it was like, dog, like, we need to prepare better next time.
Let's
not be those niggas.
Yeah, no, of course. But yeah, but basically, yeah, I mean, we don't want to throw you guys off the music of the album. Really go listen to it and go into the, I mean, if you love R&B and hip hop, you will like it. And if you know what to expect from R&B and hip hop, the lyrics, the kind of things people talk about. So, I mean, you won't be shell-shocked or anything like that. Yeah. So,
and especially if you're into the new stuff, like if you're kind of open to sound, you know, because I think as any individual, if you like music, you really have to be open to sound. You might not get it, but you have to at least be open and, you know, listen to a song or two and not just dismiss it from like the first beat that you're just like,
exactly.
It's just not my vibe.
Yeah,
and you just dismiss anything just because you're a house head and they play a hip-hop track, or you're a hip-hop head and they play a house track, whatever, you know, just be open to sound and be open to like maybe learning new stuff, understanding new things, you know. So that's just what we hope to bring forward in this kind of podcast that we're doing,
because for sure,
just for the love of music. And if there's stuff out there that people might suggest, that would also be pretty dope, because, you know, we don't mind hearing new stuff.
Exactly.
And if it's like just something that just doesn't vibe, it's okay. Like, you don't have to get everything, you don't have to listen to everything, but you have to at least give stuff a try, you know.
Yeah, man. And also, I just want to add, Chex, you know, like, another reason we wanted to do this thing is because, like, on radio, for instance, myself, I never get a lot of the music I like on radio. Yeah. I have to go on the internet. I have to
search for
I have to search for shit, you know. And I was thinking, I could make some people's lives easier by just them coming on here, hearing some recommendations and trying that out. Because I've never heard a Brent Fires like song on the radio personally, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't even think on TV, or maybe I don't watch enough Trace and MTV and all that shit. But on YouTube, it's obviously there. But I've never seen him on TV or on radio. But I don't watch the TV or listen to the radio for music anyway. So maybe I just don't know what I'm talking about.
Nah, but I think it's just, yeah, it's that kind of thing, you know. To really appreciate music and understand that there's so much music in the world, you don't have to limit yourself.
Yeah,
is what I always think. Like, there's a lot out there for you to find that even if only you just like it, that's okay. You don't have to like listen to what everybody's always listening to all the time.
Yeah,
that can get very boring because you're at home, you're listening to this stuff. You switch on the radio, listening to stuff. You go to your boy's house, listening to this stuff. You go to the restaurant, listening to this stuff. You go to the club, you're listening to the same stuff. You know, it can get kind of you're on a plane, you're listening to the same stuff. Like it becomes really kind of like that. And like, music discovery and that journey for yourself to find what you like is quite an interesting thing because it puts you in a different kind of state. And interestingly, you can meet different people from that just by liking music that nobody else really likes, you know.
Exactly. And no, just to add on to you, a funny thing, for instance, like Jerusalem, right, as a song came out last year for us, and it's not my kind of music. I know it's probably not your kind of shit either, right? It came out last year where South Africans are like, man, this is dubbed up bullshit. People in Europe don't know what the fuck dubbed up is. For them, finding Jerusalem was a discovery, bro. They're like, yo, what is this? What is this guy talking about? What is they doing the dance? So, yeah, journeys of discovery are important. This guy, Master KG, is lucky that people are hearing his music for the first time, and some of them really appreciate it the way we don't. So, I'm hoping to also do the thing where you guys can be like, wow, I never knew that there's this kind of an artist and he makes this kind of a music, you know? Just to put people on a journey of discovery, bro.
Yeah.
Just because we don't like something doesn't mean other people won't. Just like Master KG shit, that Jerusalem song, bro, I don't even know. I might dance to it every wedding.
Every wedding last year. Like the grannies, the aunties, everybody. It was just like that song that just made a vibe like that.
Yeah.
But if you're into the I don't know how to call it, but like, you know, that kind of like really commercial sound that really just sounds like, okay, cool, whatever. It's a very pop, you know, bubblegummy kind of South African, you know, from Limpopo kind of song. Yeah, you know, so I've actually learned to appreciate it because one of my friends did a Sesotho remix to that song. So like, even when they were doing it, like, you know, with one of these guys, Dogland, you actually met him. Yeah, the guy whose studio we went to.
Yeah.
So he did a Sesotho remix and it's like doing the thing. So it's like, that's why I was saying, even for myself, I've had to learn to appreciate music in different ways and not necessarily just say this. And you don't have to like it, you don't have to get it, but you can appreciate what it does. It's like, you don't have to, there's no hating on anybody else,
exactly.
But you don't have to like and know everything at the same time, so it's kind of okay. Yeah,
for sure. I guess it also helps when I have like people like you and maybe my cousins, like with regards to house, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I need my friends to explain certain things or why a song is a banger, you know. Like, I know why I like the boom bap, I like, but my friends have been to me like, dude, why do you like that song? And I'd be able to break it down to them why I like it or why I don't. So sometimes you'd ask a person, why do you like the song? And they'd be like, yo, because everyone likes it and I hate that. I want people to know why they like something. So like you're saying, your cousin, I mean, you've been able to appreciate it because like you have an open mind, you know? You have an open mind and you're willing to, maybe you're able to digest music differently than other people because you're a DJ, you know what I mean? Your ears are more prone to hearing certain things and, you know,
always have to open them.
Yeah, like it's
just a personal music journey about with anything, you know. It's just like what you're exposing yourself to and what you're choosing to get yourself exposed to, because other people don't listen to anything that they do not find themselves, that they find interesting,
for sure.
And
then
they can be very like deep in the sense that they know everything that is like not commercial.
Yeah, for
but sure. At the same time, I still think you're taking away something from yourself, because there is a certain vibe that you're getting from anything and everything at the same time, because you're always going to be around people. So unless you're always in underground places where they're only playing boom bap, where they're only playing deep house, where they're only playing whatever, you know, you're kind of limiting yourself in many ways, you know?
Yeah, so. No, I agree. Look, I will say that I definitely purposefully don't listen to music on radio because I don't want to hear commercial and I don't watch the music stations. But now and then I'll have guests over, then we'll watch like Trace or whatever the case may be, and then I'll find a song like, wow, that's great. So I agree, I need to just find a better balance between the way I listen to music, which is underground, and the things that are out there. I just hate when something plays too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Jerusalem for me, when I was hearing it, I was like, nah, this is not my shit at all. So I don't even want to look for it. But there's this other artist from South Africa, some young kid, has a trap song I love, man. And I only found out like about him because of Trace, you know what I mean? And had I not switched on the TV that day, I would have never found this kid. I still wouldn't know that shit. So yeah, I think it's you're definitely right. But then
be open to sound.
Okay, but let me say this though. You're saying that, right? Then do you think people should try maybe all types of music in the vicinity? Like for instance, like Afrikaans, we grew up in the Free State. Are you gonna like watch Kicksnit Top Team? You know what I mean? Like I don't know, or you know you won't fuck with that.
I don't know. There was a time when I was at home for whatever reason. I was at home,
yeah.
And then for whatever reason, didn't have any of my music on there. Yeah. What was happening? I think I was in my mom's car or whatever. And then I wasn't really picking up any other radio station. And then the only thing I was playing at the time was OFM.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they played this track about like superheroes, some guy, like, you know, these leakies.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And I actually just flowed. It was an African song talking about I'll be a Superman, I'll be a Spider-Man. And I was just like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I think I've heard that song actually. I think I know what you're talking about.
You know, like I wouldn't know what the top.
No, of course, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are, but like, yeah, you know, perhaps. But like, so sometimes also it's about a language thing and also what you're really exposed to. Because being black people, like, I don't think any of us, unless you listen to like Radio Sonder,
yeah,
or
and
OFM
also
or whatever. This, I mean, being in Joburg, I don't know where I'd even hear,
yeah,
Afrikaans,
yeah,
music,
exactly,
station.
Yeah, exactly.
So where I'd even come across Afrikaans music,
yeah, yeah,
I don't
sure
even know. You know, so like, so that it's just that type of thing. Also, what you're exposed to, but I guess just, you don't have to like it, or like I'm saying, some music really just does not have to make sense. But
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
if you hear it and it's kind of whatever, yeah. So if I would have a friend that really listens to Afrikaans music and they know this stuff, I'd be like, okay, let me give it a listen. I don't mind.
Yeah, true that. You know,
if I don't get it, I don't get it. But if there's like those one or two songs that I get, then I'll be like, okay, this is cool. I get it. Like I'll jam it.
I feel, you know, the reason I asked that is because when I was in Bloemfontein Varsity and whatnot, you know, we'd go to these places, Bobakbas and whatnot, and you'd hear like some Afrikaans songs, some bangers, and you're like, yo, man, this song is, it's whatever, it's weak sauce, but there you are dancing to it. Then later on, a few years later, same like you, I'm just on the radio and I hear the song, I'm like, man, this song ain't bad, you know? So maybe that's just a matter of exposure and whatnot. So like you said, a person must just have a more, like a open palette, like,
yeah.
In like, audio,
be open to sound, because
yeah,
you
sure
never know what you'll discover. It doesn't have to make sense. You don't have to understand it. I mean, there could be some banging tune from Kazakhstan there that, you know, nobody
exactly
knows, yeah, you
know, so. Even hip hop guys maybe try like sampling Afrikaans. You know what I mean? Anyway, yeah, I'm just rambling now, but basically, yeah, like the whole topic of you opening up your ears to like sound, you know?
Yeah, it's,
I like
it's
it
a deep one.
Yeah.
But anyway, going back to this album.
Yeah, yeah.
Since
go
we've
back
completely,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
gone off,
yeah,
topic,
yeah, yeah. Let's go back. Let's go back.
The one tune that I know we both agree on is the Been Away, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I honestly can't get enough of that song, man. Like, even right now, like, it's still that thing that, because it's got that Aaliyah thing,
yes,
Timbaland.
Speaking
but
of
like,
sampling, yeah.
It's like today, but it still sounds like it was made in like 2001 to 2003.
Yes.
I don't know. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's got that Timbaland Aaliyah thing at the same time, but like,
yeah,
yo, it's just fresh, man. Like, even if you don't listen to anything, but if you're from that time, it'll really make you feel like you've gone back, like,
yeah,
you're in today. You know, that's what I got from that song.
I think you're right. You know, it's actually for someone that wants to, I think Been Away is the first song you should listen to if you haven't heard any of his music.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah, like that sample is going to take you back. The same thing that Chex just said, it's going
to
take you back to Aaliyah, Timbaland, 2001 era. Yeah. It's an awesome, oh, awesome track, bro.
It's fire.
My, the other song I love is the title track.
Fuck the world.
Yeah. Fuck the world, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
it's got this emo thing.
Yeah, very emo.
But at the same time, it's cool. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost like he sound, it's like a mixture between someone that sounds like they're giving up, but that's also very aspirational. Like, you
yeah,
know,
optimistic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
things, yeah.
Optimistic, exactly. So it's like one of those, like, you know, I wouldn't even say it sounds like things will be alright type of thing. No, he's just, he's decided it's fuck the world, you know. And yeah, but it's my second favorite song also. You know, is my favorite. Fuck the world is. But really, you really don't even have to. Basically, you need to listen to this thing like back to front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just play Been Away, and then just like start from there and just take it. It's just like one of those albums. Yeah, not every track is really gonna push you, but it's like, it's a good body of work, I think.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, definitely. And I mean, I don't even know if it's like his second or third EP or whatnot. He hasn't really released an album yet. I think he's still independent. Or he might be signed to Def Jam. We can just Google that actually.
Yeah, just find out what's going on there.
Yeah, let's find out what's going on there.
But I have to say, just to ramble on while you're Googling it, like this podcast thing is really cool.
Yeah.
Hope y'all out there like it, because we're just,
yeah, man,
two dudes from a small town in the Free State who were kind of always odd.
Definitely.
With whatever friends that they had. Even if it was like your white boys, you were always black. If you're your black friends, you always whatever
white, yeah,
the hell
exactly
you were. Not necessarily white, but like whatever the hell you were. So So I say, like, you know, maybe that should be the theme to our podcast. This is the first one, man. Like, be open to sound.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly. I think
that's
yeah,
like a theme of my life.
Also, yeah, like, no, for sure. Like,
the sound.
It definitely, and you know, I will say though, some of the deep hip hop I've got into is because I opened myself up. You know, like, I grew up with, yeah, since we're rambling about music and being open, I like Will Smith, Puff Daddy, Eminem. So it's kind of like soft but hard stuff, you know. But I was like restricting myself to like the Bad Boy records and some Biggie.
There was DMX.
Yeah, there was DMX. No, I listened to DMX, but like basically I liked Eminem and like Puffy
well, it
and
was,
stuff.
It
know,
was
but
the popular
like,
stuff. Though.
Yeah, you know. But the thing is, like, even though I have all the Busta albums, all the Nas, I have all the Wu-Tang, but those Wu-Tangs I ignored, bro. The Ghostface Killers I ignored, and I had them. Only in the past like 4 or 5 years have I went back to Ghostface Killer. I'm like, dude, this is one of my favorite rappers. I didn't even know that because I was ignoring
Ghostface,
the
yeah.
shit. You know what I mean?
I had a homie that loved Ghostface, like. He used to always put me on.
Yeah.
Like, forever. Like, he was that nigga that, like, whenever Ghostface released, like, as if, like, a lot of people, who do you know that knew when Ghostface released? You know, he was that guy that
yeah.
Ghostface released, you know.
Exactly, bro.
So, but I mean, even Meth, man.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you see, I also liked him, but also liked
the
commercial the
prequel,
shit. Yeah, and no, I was really
that
whack.
Kind of thing. Like, I remember growing up, like, in high school, there was always these dudes, like, I remember a couple of them were from, like, Joburg that were always into the underground hip-hop.
Yeah, yeah.
So because I was always just trying to be different and listening to other stuff just to be like, yeah, I don't listen to the same shit as you, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
I would always get, like, my stuff from these older dudes. Dude, the fact that your son has got a ponytail is fine.
Yeah, no, for sure. But actually, speaking of that, so, yeah, so my son's trying to walk into you, and he has, like, a ponytail. So, like, whenever dudes...
I always see the pictures. But, like, when I was seeing him, I was like, it's so funny.
Dude, like, so someone went to some party with my woman, and, like, everybody there brought their child. So my son had a ponytail. They're like, how? So a Zulu guy. It's like, why? I'm like, guys, it's just a hairstyle, you know? And he won't remember this shit. It's not like I'm making him play with Barbie dolls, but also, so what? Do you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just one of those things. People need to be open to a lot of things, Jakes, not just music.
No, I'm saying,
yeah,
like,
no,
the thing is, he looks cool. Like, he looks so cool. Like, I've never seen, like,
yeah, no, I feel
he's
you,
got,
I feel
like, because he's got a lot of hair. Though.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
He looks too cool.
Exactly, bro.
You see, we should have been recording this live. Maybe we just like take a young picture of the homies
exactly.
So people can see. Yo.
No, once we master this thing, we're going to have live shows. Yeah. That's going to be great.
Like, now that I'm seeing it, I'm like, yo, but he actually looks like his mom too much.
Yeah.
Like, he got nothing from me, though.
No, oh, you're the first person to say that, eh?
Nah, he really looks like his mother.
Oh, wow. She'd be so happy to hear that.
Where this,
yeah, because
you guys are both yellow bones, so, like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
just like whatever, but
true
he really looks like yeah his mother. For real, for real. Even a ponytail, because I think Meg used to. Do funny things like that, but
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I kind of looking. Oh, I was looking for where he signed. I don't know. This guy, like, the information isn't really clear here. His first EP was on SoundCloud, and then from there, yeah, it doesn't show, bro. We'll just have to find out. But yeah, I mean, we don't really need to find out.
Yeah, but like we're saying, like, it's just one album from the US, and you know, in case people want to hear maybe local stuff, if there are some. Artists out there that you think are really cool, you can definitely do that. Oh, by the way, bro, I discovered like a singer the year. Like, I didn't discover, but I mean, he just sent me some stuff, introduced my people, and then made some really nice songs.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna become, or I should like just become like some random,
like an A&R.
I don't know. Just discover like people like, but this woman can sing, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not lying. Like. Legit. Autumn Lily, your skills fire.
Autumn Lily, okay, I'm gonna remember that. Let me write that down actually.
Yeah, like, well, hopefully the people like the music, but I'm just like, I've genuinely like never been in a situation apart from like people that we grew up with, Bamali and everybody else,
I
can sing, but like this is like the first time where someone just gets in studio and their voice is just ready for anything, man.
Oh wow, man. That sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna check that out. We should review that.
Yeah. So like, yeah, well, it's still working on the album.
Oh, okay. Yeah, whenever the like the singles.
There,
so you're
like,
real,
there's 3 singles so far.
Yeah.
Of like I think about a 10-track album.
Okay.
But so far the 3 they're just really, you know, getting done well, and then there's gonna be new stuff. But it's like it's a bit of a housey song, a very R&B sad emo-ish kind of track, and then like a very traditional sounding kind of. For any kind of vibe situation, wedding, club, whatever, right? Like, and I don't know if you know of this one guy called Mogus, who's like a sort of guy that does this sort of music. So he's also featured on that, and like the stuff is like really fire, man. And I feel like I introduced, because everybody that's met her, that has worked with her so far, has been like, dog, where did you find this woman?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, nah, niggas, you know how I roll. Shit. You know, I know my stuff. You know, I can find talent anywhere. You know, so it's really cool. So I'm really excited for her and everything that's gonna happen. So hopefully everybody will check that out.
Oh wait, yo, hold on. I just need to go inside quick.
Yeah, man. But like we can just.
Yeah, wait. You can see. No, I just forgot. I thought it's here. And people should check it out.
It's like our first one anyway. So yeah, like I was saying, like if there's other local artists, whatever, I just mentioned like a homie now, that, you know, hopefully in the next year or so,
yeah,
things will start happening. Who knows, you know, maybe he's talking shit. Who knows?
Yeah, bro. No, I agree.
Yeah, but anyway, this is our first podcast. Podcasting. Posted checks, you know.
Yes, yes, yeah, posted checks. Post his checks.
I got too many hoes, but they ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you a lady, but at home
you a motherfucking porn star, so God.
If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets till it's dark out, and then come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. Not
for no 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us. About us. You as real as they come. But you would rather be on them drugs. And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You blow that well. Where that throw that? You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out, then come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No, no. Fuck you, that don't mean I trust you, I don't. You got some high hopes, baby. If I'm crazy and I'll tell you about me.
I was nothing at all. Took a trip to London just to hear how they talk. Back to 4-0, you should hear how they talk. He might be Mr. Track and Field, but I done ran through them all. Yeah, that nigga played D1, but just to watch how we ball. I ain't never home for long, but you pull up when I call. All the hood niggas respect me. Strippers wanna sex me. You bluffed on him. Now we mad because you let me love. Fucked up, don't change it. I'd probably be dead if I was basic. Would you still give me head if I had day shifts? I work when I want, I do what I want. She get what she want, I call her my what she want. Wash it off when you tie me off, you know I be slow. Fuck the world, I'm a walking erection. Without a thought, we do it reckless. Your nigga called us texting. You said, baby, don't be mad, you know how bad it is. call us texting. You said, baby, don't be mad, you know how pretty.
Don't come around if you ain't close to me. I ain't built like them. It gotta work for me. Just cause I haunt you don't mean I want you, I don't. You got some high hopes. High hopes.
Fuck the world, I'ma walk in erection. Spin without a thought, we do it reckless. Your nigga call us texting. You say, baby, don't be mad, you know how pretty. Call us texting. You say, baby, don't be mad, you know how pretty.
I need to
move. Whoa, 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 get it, whoa, get it, whoa, get it, whoa, 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 get it, whoa, get it, whoa, get it, whoa, 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 get it, whoa, 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 get it.
I need a minute to meditate. Give me a second, babe. Full of regret, I've been stressing on everything. So I'ma need everything, anything. Pocket change, let it bang, let it bang. It's a freedom sound, let it bang, let it bang, let it bang. It's a freedom sound, let it bang.
Man, I miss my dogs. Took off the roof. I took that shit off. Spit right to you. All you do is talk. That's all you do. That's all you do. She said, I need a mani and petty, babe. Girl, that's your mani, some petty day. I do not roll up no regular. My name ain't Reggie, I regulate. I feel like they. Wait, yo, talking about Reggie. Pull up on your ass, Reggie. I got the glow down in my belly. I been eating spaghetti. I do a TD on TV, on TDJ. And God said, he ain't gonna never gonna leave me, he won't forsake. Wow, preach, preacher, I love it. Duck back, TV up the duck. You ain't put a penny in the bucket. Pass play around last summer, like shit changed since last summer. But I need a minute to meditate.
Give me a second, babe. Full of regret, I've been stressing on everything. So I'ma need everything, anything. Pocket change, let it bang, let it bang. It's a freedom sound, let it bang, let it bang, let it bang. It's a freedom sound, let it bang.
Man, I miss my dogs. Took off the roof. I took that shit off. Spit right to you. All you do is talk. That's all you do.
Can I holla, holla? Yeah, look, can I holla, 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 holla at you? Hallelujah, girl, you a jalapeno. You the hottest hollow points in the Nina. How you doing? How you being? How you living? I ain't seen you in a minute. Grind hard, I've been in and out of cities. Ripping and tripping and killing the biggest. You know your favorite ain't fucking with jitters. They taking flavor that come to the city and push it to labels with the majors. And you thinking you made it, but aha, don't play yourself. Born and raised here, been a slave in the grave. I probably decay here. You would know what I mean if you came from here. But that's all I'ma say. Welcome to the East Atlanta. I was playing with clay. Hit the three curry with the pot. With the D, 50 shots in the sheets. Call the cops, get the sheets. Bullets bounce to the beat. Don't announce you a freak. Be accountable for it, be accountable. Gotta get the money, move a mountain for it. Going through the forest, I'm a wild boy. You on a wild horse, going narrow. Hit the wild boy, it's a feast, the mouse for it. Pack up the sheets and power for it. Take a charge and fall, power for it.
Hit the stay break a little like Pacho. I done volleyballing in my boss show. Dirty hate me, no sweat off my boss boy.
I need a minute to meditate. Give me a second, babe. Full of regret, I've been stressing on everything. So I'ma need everything, anything. Pocket change, let it bang, let it bang. It's a freedom sound, let it bang, let it bang, let it bang. It's a freedom sound, let it bang.
Yeah. Hey, remember couldn't get a 20 from my mom. Now I drop 20 on the lap cause I'm on. I feel the love when I'm riding through the city. But I see him looking at me, pray the bullets don't hit me from the side. Yeah, but legends never die, no. Yeah, good weed in my lungs, you know where I'm at. Straight from the slums, and I can't go back. No, I won't go back. No, I keep on the road for my dead homies. Okay, now answer, stop on rapid fire. Popo wanna break a down rapid fire. Hoping for a better now, rapid fire. Bria, bria, ba bamba. Okay, now answer, stop on rapid fire. Popo wanna break a down rapid fire. Hoping for a better now, rapid fire. Bria, bria, ba bamba. Okay, now feeling that like it's a lie. Hit her with another line. Freaky, but I socialize like this. Sober, but I feel that wine. She missed the bad time. Something wanna beat the rhyme like. So can I somebody slur? Wanna figure with that almighty flur? Super messy, cause she cuss like paper. Wanna ring her with my almighty lurk? Me come like the nurse, so me kill a bomba, bomba slur. Me kill her with
with the biggie, 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 biggie,
biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie,
biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie,
biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie,
biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie,
biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie, biggie,
with you. Cause they know I fuck with you. If I put my trust in you, what would you do? Would you just step out? Would you duck it out? Would you be here to the end? I just wanna know, is you my friend? I just wanna know if you pretending. I know I've been away. I'm just trying to get my paper straight, girl. Don't give my shit away. I'm just trying to get my paper straight, girl. I know I've been away. I'm just trying to get my paper straight, girl. Don't give my shit away. I'm just trying to get my paper straight. Baby, 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 baby. But I would never lie to you. Shopping spree on my dime, looking all kinds of new. Do you know what I like? What would you like to do? Tell me, a 10 of you.
I know, yeah, I've been.
I know I've been away. I'm just trying to get my paper straight, girl. Don't give my shit away. I'm just trying to get my paper straight, girl.
Good morning, Mr. Mo Checks, who's always on the decks, whose talent is also so flex, out here collecting checks. Ah, oh my gosh.